USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Iota has made landfall in Central America as a Category 4 storm. Iota made landfall in the northeastern coast of Nicaragua, bringing sustained winds near 150 miles an hour. The National Weather Service says Iota's landfall was just 15 miles south of the location where Hurricane Eta landed just 2 weeks ago. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding and landslides expected across portions of Central America as Iota moves inland. The hand recounts of ballots continues in Georgia with Monday's discovery of a number of previously uncounted ballots. 2,600 ballots were found in Floyd County that had not been tallied. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting computer's system. Raffensperger tells Fox News the recount will be completed on time.
All going as planned, many of the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to get vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
Moderna says they plan to apply for FDA emergency approval in the next few weeks as its late-stage trials conclude. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Providing another coronavirus relief package and keeping the government open are the two most pressing issues facing a returning Congress. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2021 edition of the NCAA basketball tournament could be bringing new meaning to being on the bubble. The selection committee for the men's tournament announced Monday that it was in talks with the city of Indianapolis to host the entire 67-game tournament with all 68 participating teams converging in central Indiana. In a release, the committee admitted that holding the event across 13 different venues as originally planned was currently not feasible. The NCAA says it's developing a plan for the tournament to be played in a single location with the details to be confirmed by the end of the year. The delayed men's and women's seasons are set to tip off on November 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.